To CPR News in KRCC, I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A car crash involving an RTD train south of Denver has left one person dead. Officials say early this morning the driver drove off a highway ramp and onto the light rail tracks below. This happened in Lone Tree near the C-470 and I-25 interchange. RTD says parts of the E and H lines remain out of service. Bus shuttles are ferrying passengers instead. There are now two cases of measles reported in Colorado. The second case is a one-year-old in Denver who had recently traveled. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Health officials say they confirmed the case in an unvaccinated Denver County infant resident. They recently traveled with family to an area of Chihuahua, Mexico, which is experiencing a measles outbreak. Babies normally get the routine dose of measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine at 12 to 15 months. The state health department says people who are at the Denver Health Emergency Department Sunday, April 6th, from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. may have been exposed. Measles is highly contagious and often severe, but it is a preventable disease. Health officials say the MMR vaccine remains the best protection. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Nuggets have made some drastic changes to their staff ahead of the NBA playoffs. The team has fired its head basketball coach and its general manager. Michael Malone coached the Nuggets for the last 10 seasons and led them to a championship 2 years ago. Denver has lost 4 games in a row. They have only 3 games left and are at risk of missing the playoffs this year. In Colorado Springs this afternoon, partly sunny and 72. In Boulder, fair skies and 72. And in Grand Junction, mostly sunny and 74 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.